From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Amy Jeffries. This Saturday, December 6, 2014, voters in the 6th District from Baton Rouge to Houma will select their next congressman. Garrett Graves, Governor Bobby Jindal's former coastal chief, is in a runoff with Louisiana political legend Edwin Edwards. Of the 26 times Edwards has been on the ballot, he's only lost once, but he's considered a long shot in this one. A recent poll has him down by more than 25 points. But Edwards says he takes those projections with a grain of salt.
They're looking at it in a capsule of time and don't really see the end result. Having said that, I realize it's a tough election because this is a very conservative district, and my grandparents were Democrats, my parents were Democrats. I was born and raised during the Depression. The Democrats saved the country and kept my family from starving. I'll die a Democrat, and while I believe that being worthless may make you poor, being poor doesn't necessarily make you worthless.
Yeah, you mentioned the district has changed, and it has. I mean, certainly it has since the last time that you were running for Congress in 1970. What do you see as the biggest differences in the electorate and what the big issues are that are at play in this election?
A general dissatisfaction with government, and that goes in cycles. There was a time when the population was pretty dissatisfied with the Republicans, and they swept into office under Bill Clinton, who was the last president with a balanced budget, and he inherited a deficit from Republican Bush and managed to erase that, and that's a credit for the Democratic Party. But we have problems in the country now, and many people who are Republican inclined overlook the fact that the House of Representatives has been in the House of the Republicans for the past 2 years. The Senate passed a bipartisan bill, Democrats and Republicans, on immigration reform. When it got to the House, they refused to vote on it. One of the reasons I'm running is the stalemate and logjam in Washington can no longer be tolerated. Someone needs to get up there and try to bring some principled compromise to the table, and one who has an ability to talk to people with all kind of political persuasions, and that's what I am.
It has been a while, as we said, since you were last in Congress, and despite your many years of public service in government as a person in Congress, in the state legislature, and of course as governor, seems to me that you pretty much would be walking into Congress as a freshman again.
I'll be walking into Congress not as a freshman, because I have 7 years experience behind me, and that service will be tacked on, and I will have a position in the chain of events over any freshman legislator who's elected this year. But I'll still have a hard job to do, as will anybody coming in, because there's been so much change. What I would like for people to understand is that most of the hot issues, immigration, the budget, the debt, gay marriage, abortion, and things like that, will be settled by the incoming Republican Party, which now will control both houses. And neither I nor my opponent can stop them, and I wouldn't try.
You get 2 years in Congress. That's one term. What one accomplishment would you make or want to make that you would look back on and say that was a successful term?
Well, probably the traffic conditions over I-10 in Baton Rouge. That's an intolerable situation. And while I'm practical enough and honest enough to tell you, I can't get that done in my lifetime, because it takes 15 to 20 years to get things done. But I'm going to call a high-level conference of representatives of the governor's office, the mayor's office, the Department of Transportation in Washington, the Department of Transportation in Louisiana, and traffic planners and engineers who know what to do about the problem. And once we decide what to do about it, I'll go on about the business of trying to get it done.
You, of course, are about as well known for your transgressions as you are for your wit over the years.
The only difference is the transgressions are fictional. My wit is actual.
Yeah, I guess I'm just asking about optics, I guess.
I understand.
One of the last times that you ran for office, there was a campaign bumper sticker for you that said, "Vote for the crook. It's important." It's something that has been next to your name for a long time, and maybe it never goes away, fiction or nonfiction. So, I'm just wondering, what do you think it means for the state to have someone with this reputation being elected to Congress.
I have suffered with these unfounded allegations for practically all of my political life, but there's no truth to it worthy of mention. I see again, if I had done all that they say I did, what I did would not be nearly as damaging to the state as Jindal and Bob and Garrett Graves' killing of the lawsuit against oil companies to determine the damage to the marsh. You know why? When we go to Congress looking for federal funds, I know how Congress operates. They're going to say to us, well, why should we in Congress put up money to repair your marshes when you refuse to take action to try to get the money from the people that caused it? We have no answer to that, and we'll be in great jeopardy. And the billions of dollars we will have lost because of that far exceeds even the wildest imagination of my worst critic about what I did to the state during the many years I served.
Edwin Edwards, it's great talking with you. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Have a good day. I wish you old enough to vote.
Edwin Edwards is a former governor, felon, and now candidate in the 6th District runoff. I'm Amy Jeffries, and apparently young-looking. This is WRKF.